The meeting to order, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
You're welcome.
Do we have member attendance, Dorian here?
Lenzo here.
Willis here.
Our solicitor is on. I'd like to, at the pleasure of the board, change the agenda around a little bit so that we can put AutoZone up first. And I'd like to give a report on the county planning meeting, if that's okay with the solicitor.
Absolutely.
Okay. Do we have any comments or additions or corrections to the review of the previous minutes? We have two sets of minutes on the agenda.
No, I have nothing on.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes. What was the dates?
The dates are the 25th of February and the 12th of March.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes from the 12th of February and the 25th of March.
February.
25th of February and the 12th of March.
12th of March. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it, but I have to abstain.
Any discussion?
I have to abstain from the workshop minutes. I was not present.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed? So moved. So we'll move Econo Pack back. We'll put land development application resubmission for AutoZone. The reason that this is back in is that at the conditional use hearing, one of the requirements was that the neighboring properties be notified so that they could attend the meeting. So we're having that back. That's been duly advertised. We saw the notices have been sent. I'm assuming that you folks are here for that purpose. Are you here for that purpose as well?
I'm with Milford Hospitality.
Okay. So is there a portion of this application that you folks would like to see, that you were, their engineers here, and you'll be glad to present that to you folks? There's no need to re-present it to us because we've seen the application. The initial application did not address treating the portion that was not on their lot that was neighboring to you, where they're having the
sediment pit,
and that's part of what the resubmission to us was. So if there's any questions that you have, or if there's anything, and if you'd like to bring that portion up and come up and take a look at it here at the table, that's fine. Is that something that you'd like to do?
Can I see how far down drainage goes?
Right, that's why the engineer will show you on the map.
The drainage and how far down it goes. And how deep do you have to dig for that?
This is the front portion. We broke it down into two different sheets, so it's easier to see. So here's the building and some of the interior drainage. And then it's going to continue down towards the rear of the property.
Right, it's the rear of the property.
And so here's the rear of the property where the detention basin is going to go.
Okay.
Memory serves is about 6 feet deep.
Okay, is this the...
This is the property line right here.
This is the property line.
Yes.
How many feet between that property line and this is it?
I'm going to have to approximate it. Let's see if my thumb is 18 feet.
Okay. I mean, I have no problem with AutoZone coming in.
Yep.
My question is, the drainage, you start digging that big a hole. I have trees right next to me on that border that if all those roots are intertwined, what's the integrity of the trees that are left?
Well, so...
And who addresses that?
Yeah, so some trees we're going to have to come out because of the basin construction. And as part of that, we actually, the Planning Commission made the comment, so we actually have more trees that are going to be put in as a buffer screening.
Okay.
It's going to come through there.
That's part of the reason that we...
Because I have one tree that has woodpecker holes, multiple, that are this size.
Okay.
The integrity of that tree is shot. The tree next to it is dead. The tree next to it is a giant pine tree, and the branches that fall randomly fall on my property out of the blue, whether it's good weather, whether it's storming. I don't want to get hit with that. We have our maintenance crew that come in that have the ear protectors on. They won't hear things falling. Are these trees going to be addressed? And how far down?
So I guess I'm unfamiliar with the trees that are causing the issue. Are the trees on this property or
They're on this property.
All the trees on that property are coming out.
Right. Not all of them. We're gonna take out the ones that we need to. Our plan was not to take out all the trees. So just the trees that are associated with construction of the basin. So probably in this area, the trees are going to.
So how far back?
Most likely it's going to be right through here, because to get equipment around the basin, anything that's around here is going to have to come out.
So where is your unit like in relationship to this? I'm just curious.
So that's what I can't.
I don't know.
Well, where is the first unit, which is mine? The first unit on
the
right.
You're on the other page.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on a different page. Well, let's answer Allison's questions first. I mean, you were asking about that, but you will probably want
to
know.
But I'd like to know how far down the trees are going. Where is compared to Marge's?
Yeah, we don't show, you know, features off of the property.
I would like the owner of the property to know that these trees are a problem. I'm trying to be proactive and not have it go through my unit. And I have no problem with AutoZone going.
Which unit are you?
4D.
What are you proposing, that they remove those trees in the preparation of this property?
I would like the trees taken care of so they don't go through my house.
That was part of the discussion at the last meeting.
I've written multiple letters to them, gotten no response.
Multiple letters to whom?
The Rosato Corporation.
Farmhouse. And the other certified letters, I think there were about 10 in total, because I know that I sent 5 particularly after the tree fell next to my house and 2 inches from the electric box. And then blocked.
I'm here?
That tree
probably
was
pretty
on,
close to
on
the middle of
Mr. Rosato's property.
Okay.
Because you got it blocked the only way at the end.
Yes. So I'm going to be. So
you got
these
two between
trees
you.
Are
yeah,
down?
So you're probably up around.
Again, it's hard for me to say where your unit is.
I'm somewhere in the.
If you're somewhere in here, then yeah, because we're going to, in order to get equipment through, we're going to have to take these trees down. That's why we have replacement trees in this area. This area over here, we're going to try not to disturb these trees. So you see the trees. This is these symbols are the trees that we're putting in, right?
Okay.
And then this kind of line represents a tree line. So right here is good, because it doesn't interfere with our construction at all.
Okay.
So here in this area, the trees will be taken out, new trees will be put in after the basin's completed, and this area we're not going to touch.
The same kind of tree.
I don't know what's out there, but we actually have a. I'm not an expert in landscaping, but these are the trees. If you wanted to see what they're going to be.
I believe at the last meeting there was to be some expert, an arborist, or somebody that was going to come out and assess the structural integrity of the trees. The tree, the last tree that fell, and there were more than one.
This should be you
right
here.
Was right next to my house, and
Carmine, is Carmine on?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this conversation, Carmine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. To answer a couple of the questions. Any trees that are on our neighbor's property, we would not touch, because we don't have the legal right to do that. Any trees that are on the property owner's property, If those trees are a danger to property or person, the code enforcement officer has the right to make the property owner remove the trees, trim the trees, cut back the trees. So if there are issues with trees that are overhanging property lines and are a danger to our neighbors, the code enforcement officer can easily write up a violation, and the property owner is obligated to remove that danger. We don't want to take any more trees out than we need to. We want to try to preserve that buffer, that screen. So again, if there are trees that are a danger to somebody's property, their house, or their person, those trees would be attended to by the code enforcement officer, and basically in order to be given to the property owner, who was supposed to attend tonight, I don't think he's there, but they would be ordered to remove those trees if they were a danger.
And the code enforcement officer...
Can I just interject for a second? Is there anyone here on behalf of the property owner?
I'm a property owner.
You're representing Rosato?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your stance on these trees?
I'm just taking notes for Bill Rosato. Because I don't...
So you're not representing Rosato?
I'm just here to keep notes for him.
Okay, so...
So can I ask another question? The person you just said who comes to check the trees and the structure, does the property owner get to talk to him while he's looking at these and inspecting them?
I just want to interject at this point, because if there's a tree hanging over onto a neighbor's property,
gentlemen,
that's an issue between the two neighbors. If the tree is a danger to persons or property traversing the road, then the code enforcement officer can go over and make a recommendation. But we can't force anyone to
So
cut
I would
the tree
I would have to notify a code enforcement officer.
Right.
Well,
if someone can
it's
get
getting confused.
You may agree to remove those trees.
Hold on one second. Please. Tony, these ladies have the impression that someone was going to assess these trees. Was that ever done, or was that just a request to the other?
I think there was a request made to the applicant. I'm not sure exactly what they did, but I do know that in deference to Carmen, He did make the same statement at the hearing, and that is that if there's any trees that are clearly in the way of the construction, they're coming down. And the other trees would be up to the property owner.
And if I can step in, I believe at the two meetings ago, when we were going over it, when they were here, it was questioned about the trees, and somebody was supposed to take a look at the trees to determine if the trees were hazardous or not. And it wasn't up to Carmen to take down the ones that weren't within his area. He was going to talk to a property owner about joining in while they're there taking the trees down to cut down on cost, mm-hmm. if any of the other trees needed to come down. I think that's the way we left it.
Right. That would be the appropriate time to do it, Mr. DiLorenzo, because the equipment for removing the trees is there, and it's just a matter of cost between the contractor and the property owner.
But no one did anything to precipitate that to happen. Is that my understanding?
That's correct.
Okay. So then my question is, Carmine, how do we get Mr. Rosato to respond to his neighbors?
Well, I don't, Kevin, I don't really have an answer for that, because, again, I had sent out two notices about this meeting, and I had urged the property owner or his representative to be in attendance, knowing that our neighbors had some questions about their trees. I don't know what we as AutoZone can do to force the property owner to address our neighbor's concerns. I would think that if the township made it once more, made it a condition for the AutoZone approval, that any trees that were deemed to be a danger or a nuisance to our neighbors are to be removed. I don't think AutoZone would object to that condition, recognizing that it's important for them to secure that condition for their approval. And then it becomes a matter of AutoZone and the property owner, quite frankly, figuring out who's going to pay for it, which takes it out of the hands of the township, but the township is assured that if there is a tree that is a danger that should be removed, it's going to be removed. And if that's a condition of your approval or a condition of the certificate of occupancy, again, I don't think AutoZone would object to that condition.
And who would it be acceptable to you that makes that determination?
Well, as I understand, I'll defer to Anthony, but as I understand it, that is a condition imposed by the Board of Supervisors, then it is a condition of approval. And if it's a condition of approval that would hold up the certificate of occupancy, you certainly would have to expect that AutoZone would step forward to address it so that they could get their C of O.
Right, but no, that's I understand that. But my question is, what party is going to decide what trees are a danger or not?
Well, again,
is that up to the?
I would suggest this, and again, the cost of this is going to have to be determined between AutoZone and the property owner. But I think we would have a right to make a condition that the trees on the lower portion of the property would be assessed by a certified arborist, and if they're considered to be either diseased or a danger to property or persons, then they would be removed. And as far as the cost of that is concerned, that would be something that would have to be negotiated between AutoZone and the property owner. But if it's a condition of approval, I agree with Carmen, if we make it a condition of approval, then certainly it would have to be done by AutoZone before they received a certificate of occupancy.
And I think that's a reasonable approach. A third-party independent assessment of those trees should be satisfactory to all the parties.
Mm-hmm. Can anyone hear me at all?
Yes.
Oh, great. I could be of a huge help here. I'm sorry. So
First you need to introduce yourself.
I'm sorry?
First you need to introduce yourself and tell us your purpose.
Okay. I'm Stephanie Rosato, and my sister Sandra Rosato is there. We've been pretty much brought up to speed with regard to this issue. I don't want to say we're speaking on behalf of my father, but we could definitely help, send the message here a little bit. He asked that we attend to just really take notes. But prior to this, I had the survey and was at the property, and there was an arborist that was there. I do not have details on who it was, but it's a certified arborist, and he felt that there was not an immediate danger, but that, yes, there could potentially be an encroachment. Not sure whose trees these are, if they're on our, property line or the association next door. So he felt like it was something that was not needing to be, it was not an absolute emergency, but could use, some eyes on it within the near future.
So Stephanie, this is Attorney Magnata speaking. Do you know if there was a report written by the arborist on that?
I don't. Again, it was like such a quick rundown I was given by another staff member of ours that was present. So I did ask him if he had some details, and he said, yeah, I can get the details. So unfortunately, I don't have them with me, but we did have somebody go look at the trees. That is what I know.
Well, if there's a written opinion from the arborist, if you could share that with the applicant, and maybe we can rely on that to determine whether or not the trees are necessary to come down or not.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a problem. I think this is something we can easily work through. I just would like to ask, because I was here at the beginning, then I had to step out for a second. The neighbor, I didn't catch her name. She's there, the one with the trees that feels like it might fall onto her property, unit 14. So I didn't catch your name.
4D, Allison Milstein.
Okay, Allison?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, in the beginning you had said that there were trees with woodpecker damage. Are you referring to trees that are on?
No, they're on your property.
Okay,
trees are on my property.
All of the trees are on our property, not on the association's property.
Okay. That's correct.
I heard about roots being intertwined and there was some concern, so I wasn't...
Well, I mean, there's so many trees, all planted way back when, that are all... You can't tell me the root system is not intertwined because there's just too many trees. And when you start digging a huge trench, and obviously certain trees have to come down to make that drainage, how is that compromising the trees that are left standing?
Well, I don't think that we can get into the issue of this applicant digging on their own property. That's the reason that we're asking for an arborist to make a determination of what's going to happen with the trees. So I think I know, and I don't want this to be a direct criticism, but I know that the applicant and the property owner have known that this has been going on for a long time. So I think that it's appropriate to take the recommendation to make this a condition to the application.
Thank you.
I think that's the only way to resolve this, because we seem to be going back and forth, and the property lines need to be determined definitely where they are. Then we know whose trees we're dealing with. We need an arborist to give us an opinion about the trees that are on Mr. Rosato's property and whether they should be removed or what should be done. And I think that should just be put in as a condition.
Yeah.
And then we're not having any of this gray area about maybe or maybe not. The trees that are on your property and the effect from their digging on their property, I don't think we have any right to have anything to say about that. But the arborist may have a different opinion, but I don't believe that that's akin to them saying you can't dig on your property. We're in a... Mr. Magnata?
I think that the best thing that the township, the best thing the Planning Commission can do is recommend the supervisors to impose a condition of approval that the trees located on the property of the, is it Milford Farmhouse Limited Partnership, that they would be assessed by a certified arborist. And if they are deemed to be a danger either to adjacent property or to persons, that they would be removed during the construction.
And I think that should include the entire property line.
That's correct.
I was just going to ask that. So it's going to be for all sides of the... I just ask for as much direct language as possible. Does that language come from you, Attorney Magnata, or
that's what was discussed earlier? I think what we're going to do, Mr. Sato, is we're only concerned at this point regarding the trees along the property line that is adjacent to the residential structures.
Okay, so that language is specifically going to be identified in there as the area of concern.
That's the property line. That is the concern.
Right, but
is that correct based on what we've discussed here so far, ladies?
That property line on both lots.
Correct. All right. Both lots.
Good.
Good. Thank you.
My recollection is right. Most of the trees are coming out on the front portion. Anyway.
I'm sorry. I had the impression that they, because of the last conversation, they were all coming. If some of them aren't, then we need to have a determination from an arborist, and then all of us are out of the decision.
Correct.
You have a professional making the decision then.
Correct.
Is that acceptable to you folks?
That makes sense.
Yes.
And Carmine, you're willing to accept that addition of a condition to what we've already done?
Yes, if it's a condition for the certificate of occupancy, naturally our concern at this point is timing, that we would like to secure our approvals so we could put the project out to bid and start construction while we still have time for construction season. So if it's a condition of approval, that would be that the certificate of occupancy is connected to, I think.
I think it needs to be done prior to the certificate of occupancy.
I certainly agree with you on that, but what I don't want is that I have to take them out before I get an approval to start construction. At that point, I'm looking at starting construction late summer. I'm going to miss the building season.
No, and we appreciate that, but this really should go along with the land development so we know clearly what's happening.
And again, I agree with that. All I'm asking is it not be a condition prior to getting approval to start construction, that it's a condition that has to be done during land development prior to the certificate of occupancy.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I have no issue with that.
He's not going to leave the trees up while he's building the building.
No, they're going to determine this before they build that anyway. But I don't want any gray area.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you have authority to act on your father's behalf tonight, or do you need to run this by him?
I mean, this sounds okay. I mean, it's not like he specifically said that we necessarily need to do anything. It was more about taking notes, but. No, it's not that, you know, it's not a concern. Okay. Obviously, he has a lot of other contacts, so I think this could be handled.
Thank you.
A problem. Sure.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, folks, that's
okay.
So was that our only concerns?
Your main concern is this, the only concerns that you folks have about this application.
When we first learned of this, this was interesting to learn about. And then as I thought about it, it's like, well, how close, how far down?
Yeah, the neighboring property.
Because of your concern is why we included this in part of this application,
I thank you for letting us come and for explaining it, and that was a big help.
And you know the demolition of the building is going to happen all at the same time that this is. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
No, that's not a problem.
Gentlemen, do you have any questions? Do you have?
Thank you.
Can I talk?
Certainly.
Right, before we go any further, who's writing the letter?
Let's find out what else we have first.
My name is Henry Mocko, M-O-C-K-O. I live at 5C Milfordtown Green Lane, and I have concerns. Mr. Bill Rosato, respectfully, I thought you loved the green majestic pastures in Milford. I don't want it AutoZoned. It has loud colors. I stated before that it's like clown colors. It doesn't go with Milford. What's going to happen? Is the quiet Milford going to be like Middletown, New York? I don't want it AutoZoned in my backyard. I don't want to say to someone, hey, I live next to an AutoZone. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Are there any other concerns? Any of the Rosatos have any concerns or any statements? No. So Carmine and Anthony, Mr. Magnotta, do you want to fashion a motion for us to add to this recommendation, or how do you want to handle this?
I think the as an advisory group, you're going to be recommending the project to the Board of Supervisors with conditions. And I think that all the conditions we previously stated in the conditional use would be included. And we would add as an additional condition that the trees along the boundary line between the applicant's property and the residential homes would be assessed by a certified arborist to determine whether they are a danger.
Thank you.